You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Best Wagertainment.
WZGC-FM, HD2 Atlanta.
An Odyssey station. Time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock protecting and making sure the people get the good medicine treatment that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dental workers, dentists, dental assistants out there making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice and clean and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, airport workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry and all my front and rear load truck drivers. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. We'll talk about The Atlanta Braves here in about 18 minutes. They lose again, 4-0. Offense has some chances. Sean Murphy hit up, ball in the wrong spot. Otherwise, it maybe could have been 3-0 to kick off the scoring. 3-0 Braves instead of 3-0 Orioles. But we'll get into all that in about 18 minutes. But the Braves do lose. Max Fried really makes one bad pitch, and that was just about all she wrote. Offense had chances, just couldn't capitalize on all of them, and again, got some bad luck with that Sean Murphy fly ball as well. Apparently, that would have been a home run, I think, in 29 different ballparks. It was either 19 or 29. I can't remember. I'll give it to you. I'll give you the exact stat in 20 minutes, but trust me, it was pretty crazy, and it was pretty unlucky. But the Braves now have lost 4 games in a row, and they are now 10 games behind the Philadelphia Phillies. But we'll talk about that again in about 17 minutes from right now. We'll get into some NFL headlines, and we will preview game 3 of the NBA Finals that goes down tonight. Also, I will tell you about how the first game back, that's right, first game back of my rec basketball league went last night. Quick sneak preview. We got the dub, baby, but there was some bad news as well that I'll get into in about 37 minutes from now. So make sure you stay tuned in for that. I do want to give a quick shout out to my boy Nate, one of my teammates. He listens pretty often. So big Nate, if you're out there listening, good game last night, my boy. Appreciate you. But I want to start things off by talking about the Atlanta Falcons. I want to start on a positive note, a note of optimism, not necessarily a note of doubt, because that is what is happening right now with the Braves. So we'll start with the Falcons. A slew of coaches and players. Well, really only Raheem Morris spoke. I shouldn't say a slew of coaches, but Raheem Morris spoke to the media yesterday. Terry Fontenot joined Andy and Randy yesterday. Grady Jarrett talked to the media as well. Darnell Mooney, the Falcons' new wide receiver, he talked to Andy and Randy as well. We'll see how much you can hear from all of them. So we'll work in some audio right about now. And I want to start kind of giving you a – we'll start here and kind of give you a base understanding of what this offseason program means to Raheem Morris and what it's all about for Raheem Morris, because he talked about that yesterday. And I think he gave some pretty good insight to what he believes and how he looks at the offseason program and – again, talking about what it's all about. And I thought it was interesting the way he kind of looks at the offseason program. And obviously, you know, you start with the voluntary workouts, then you get to the voluntary OTAs, and you got rookie mini camp in there as well. And then you have the mandatory mini camp, which is what, you know, the Falcons are going through right now and have been through so far this week. So, and then next up is training camp. So it was cool to hear Raheem Morris break down, you know, kind of all the different steps and how everything kind of leads up to training camp and, you know, what the final step of training camp is going to be. So here's Raheem Morris on what the offseason program is all about to him.
The whole offseason program, in my opinion, is to just lay the foundations for your team. And now it's to go on break and to come back ready to forge the team. So I let those guys know today in our team meeting that we're going to go get away, but they got to prepare themselves to be ready to come back to forge our football team with the physicality that it requires, the full speed effort that it requires, the hustle that's going to require to go into this season ready to do what we expect to do. And our expectations will be set by us. And I really think that's what we're doing right now. That's what we're in the process of doing.
So you hear him talk about how really, this offseason program in totality, is about laying the foundation, laying the groundwork, establishing a culture, you know, obviously installing the offense and getting players to learn and get them adjusted to that new offense. And obviously, you're still getting the work in, you know, creating those bonds, creating those relationships, players creating those bonds, creating those relationships between each other as well. And then when they get here for training camp, they'll leave, and you hear Morris talk about, look, you got to stay in shape, and you got to come back ready to really work. You got to come back ready to fly around and do what it takes and, you know, have that physicality that it takes to be able to, again, establish the culture and do all the things that they want to do during the season. So I just thought it was really cool to hear Raheem Morris talk about the importance of, you know, all the offseason programs when you put it all together and then obviously needing to come back ready for training camp. And I thought that was a good spot for us to start. So good stuff there from Raheem Morris. Let's hear. We're going to jump around from coach to GM to player a little bit here. So next, I want you to hear from Terry Fontenot a little bit because he joined the Midday Show with Andy and Randy yesterday. And he talked about the roster additions this summer and how everything kind of came about. So let's hear the Falcons GM talk about the new players on the block and how they came to be Falcons this summer.
Top to bottom, we're looking for places to add, and we're always going to be aggressive. If we get the right opportunity, we're going to be aggressive. And it doesn't just have to be at a position where you might say you definitely need to add there. It could be at a position that you don't expect us to add, but it's still going to improve our defense or improve our offense. So we're always looking top to bottom, and then the way we communicate is critical right now. So you have these players that are they're going to get a break now. They've been working. They've been doing a lot of stuff. So now you're kind of on your own. So there has to be clear plans for everyone,
right,
top to bottom, especially the rookies because they don't get it, right? They don't know exactly what – they're used to having someone with their thumb on them telling them exactly to do. So, okay, what's that plan and where are you going to be? What are you going to be doing? And some of that is some downtime. Sometimes you need that. Like when you have guys like Bijan – right after the season, he just kept working. He didn't take a break. And so that's why we had to pull him back a little bit and kind of give him a rest because
right,
he just keeps going. There has to – you got to factor that in too. You got to get away and do that. So with one of the special things – one of the more special things about Raheem, he's a dynamic communicator and the way he communicates with everyone in the building. And so we'll make sure that we have great communication over that process to make sure that we have a plan for everybody. But then we're always looking. And so if the right opportunity pops up and we can improve this team, we're going to do it.
There you have it. So, one, you hear Terry Fontenot. That's an encouraging sign to hear that if there are guys still out there that they feel can improve this football team, they're going to make that move, and they're not going to be shy about adding to this football team right now. And if that opportunity presents itself to get better, and they'll bring guys on this team still to this point, to this day, to make sure they can make the football team better. So, that is encouraging to hear. And you also hear him talk about Raheem Morris being a dynamic communicator. I don't know if I've ever heard the phrase dynamic communicator goes, but that is a pretty good line right there. And Raheem Morris does seem like with his charisma and, again, his – right, exactly, dynamic communicator. I've never heard that before. That's good. But – and with Raheem Morris, it fits because of what kind of leader he is, the charisma he has, how good he is with establishing and keeping relationships, not only with his players but – with Terry Fontenot, with the rest of his coaches, with even the media. You hear how he talks to the media, and it was funny yesterday during the press conference. He was like, hey, where's D-Led at? You know, and then he looked at somebody. He's like, hey, you got to take over the D-Led role today. So just, you know, that charisma and all those things are what make Raheem Morris, as Terry Fontenot says, a dynamic communicator. But let's hear from a couple of players now. First, A.J. Terrell. And one thing about this Falcons team that was a little disappointing as far as last season goes is they weren't a chance to win some games. And that defense was on the field with a lead. I know we talk about how underwhelming the offense was and how, you know, Desmond Ridder obviously had some times where he put the ball in harm's way and that hurt the team's end result. But we do have to remember there were times where the Falcons had the lead and the defense had to make that last stop. They had to make that last stand, and they couldn't. We remember Josh Dobbs, was it, with the Minnesota Vikings making that scramble when he was just freshly new on the team and the Falcons couldn't get a tackle. I think the same happened with, what, Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. I mean, there were a few instances, again, where the defense just couldn't finish games. And A.J. Terrell talked about that yesterday with the media. He talked about the idea of finishing out games this season.
Yeah, man, that's the life of the NFL, man. Most of the games come down to those, a play.
Mm-hmm. You know, and those that's what we got to do, man. Every play from start of the kickoff all the way down to the fourth quarter, you never know what you did in the first quarter that can affect the final seconds of the game, and all the what ifs and should have and could have got to be out of the door. And that's where you build the trust in the chemistry right now through camp and going all through the practices and taking every situational period and everything we do serious. And you know, from and it's going to be mistakes, but it's about limiting those mistakes and, you know, overcoming adversity and getting the job done at the end of the day.
Overcoming adversity and getting the job done at the end of the day, getting that W at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And AJ Terrell, spot on. Look, there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, just like there is in any season that you play, in any game that you play, but it's about overcoming them and getting the job done at the end of the day. So AJ Terrell is a spot on about that, and hopefully this defense can, with, you know, some improved pass rush, some new defensive linemen, hopefully they can help get some stops and help. Hopefully that secondary with a year two of Jesse Bates and AJ Terrell being together. If Clark Phillips ends up winning that job on the outside, hopefully he can ball out there and make some plays out there as well. But at the end of the day, you know, there are going to be times where this offense has given the team the lead, but that defense is going to have to get one more stop. There are going to be times like this season, and hopefully they can get those stops and capitalize on those opportunities to get the win, and hopefully the defense can learn from mistakes that were had last year. At least the guys that were on the team last year can learn from those mistakes and get the dub and use those mistakes to learn from it and help them this year. So good stuff there from AJ Terrell. Want to let you hear one more from AJ. We all know that at the end of this year, he's going to be looking for a contract. And however, AJ is not worried about the contract, and it's good to hear. He said what he needed to be said. He said he's not worried about the contract right now. He's going to let it all work itself out.
Listen, man, it's very simple. Just keep doing the main thing. Keep the main thing the main thing, and that's me just doing what I'm supposed to do on the field, and it all take care of itself, you know. So as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, I believe that everything will take care of itself. So I'm, you know, letting my agent do his job, mm-hmm. and letting the, you know, whatever goes on, letting it do what it do. But I know as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do on and off the field, it'll all work out.
And he's spot on, because look, I know we would like AJ Terrell to have more interceptions, maybe to be making a little bit more plays. But part of that is quarterbacks ain't throwing his way as often. So he doesn't have that opportunity to make those plays because he's got guys covered. Now, there were some chances for him to make some plays last year, and he missed on some of those plays, and hopefully he can make those plays this year. But at the end of the day, AJ Terrell is a very good, very solid cornerback in this league. And I don't know. I have to look at what the cornerback free agent market is going to look like at the end of this year. I don't want to say there won't be anybody better than AJ Terrell to go get this offseason if you decide not to re-sign AJ Terrell. But if there are, there aren't going to be too many guys that are going to be better than AJ Terrell. So look, even if he doesn't have the greatest, you know, Pro Bowl season, and even if he doesn't absolutely go crazy and ball out of control in a contract year, Falcons are still going to need to pay him at the end of the day. Because again, there's probably not going to be that much better out there than AJ Terrell. He is one of those top corners in the league. All right, real quick, let me let you hear from Grady Jarrett, because he talked about coming back from injury, being excited to get back. And look, I wasn't sure if he's going to be ready for week one. I guess we're still not positive, but he said he's getting ready for week one. Take a listen.
Feeling good, man. I feel like I'm in a really good spot, feeling confident out on the field, and just put myself in a position to be ready to compete in training camp, you know, make sure I'm in good shape going into game one. But I'm feeling good, man. I worked my tail off to get to where I'm at, and just really excited to just be back in the building. I feel like I ain't been up here in a minute, you know what I'm saying? So good to be back on the podium, but I'm excited to get back on the field, though.
So it sounds like Grady could be ready for week one, and that would be huge for the Falcons, is if he's ready to go and in the mix. And look, we know how hard Grady Jarrett works. We always see him working out, and you see how built he is for a defensive lineman. Grady Jarrett is
built. He is swole. There's not much fat on that guy, to be quite honest. He's a built dude for a defensive lineman. So love to hear that from Grady, and hopefully, again, he'll be ready for week number one. But when we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we'll get into the Braves. Snit starting to sound a little frustrated. We'll let you hear from the Braves manager when we come back, and we'll talk about the Braves losing their fourth straight game, 4-0 to the Orioles yesterday. When is it going to stop? When are they going to look like the Braves that we know and love, man? We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists out there, dental assistants, dental workers working around the clock, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, shiny, and clean. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my early morning, late night 728 local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, if I can get it out. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. We've stalled as long as we can talking about the Atlanta Braves. I guess I could stall longer, but let's go ahead and talk about these Bravos, y'all. They lose last night 4-0 to the Baltimore Orioles. A very good team, by the way. But the Braves, again, you would hope with Mad Max on the mound that they could bounce back and get a win and the skid that they're on. But no, their losing streak has now ballooned to 4 games after the loss to Baltimore last night. They're also now 10 games behind the Philadelphia Phillies in the NL East. And maybe what our boy said out there in Philly, that co-host with Hugh Joe Giglio Gigliano, maybe what he said is true. I hope not, but this Braves team is struggling right now, y'all. It is a mental issue. It's obviously it's an on-the-field issue there. There's a lot wrong with the Braves as far as their bats go right now. Now, I will say this, and having said all that, they get, what, 5 hits yesterday? Sean Murphy's home run should have been, or excuse me, Sean Murphy's flyout should have been a home run. I promised you a clarification on the stat I was trying to give you earlier. I didn't have it right in front of me, so I couldn't give it to you as accurately as I wanted to, but here it is. Sean Murphy hit a big drive out into left field if you missed the game last night. It stayed in the park for a flyout, as I just told you, because they got a tall, deep wall out there in Camden Yards in that part of the field. So that would have been a home run, and I did have it right. It would have been a home run in 29 other ballparks out there in Major League Baseball. What are there, 30 teams in Major League Baseball? I think they're 30, if I'm not mistaken. So that would have been a home run in every other ballpark besides that one. So that really should have been something that maybe kickstarted the Braves and kickstarted the Braves' offense, but instead ended up being just a flyout, and they don't see anything from it. And then, of course, in the bottom half of that inning, the Orioles bounced back, and they hit a 3-run home run, and that made it 3-0. So it really should have been 3-0 Braves, but it ends up being 3-0 Orioles that next bottom half of the inning. So that was just unfortunate, but still, this offense still struggling, unfortunately. And as I told you, Braves 10 games behind the Phillies, and now after going 12-plus months without being shut out, the Braves have now been shut out twice in 6 games. They are 17-23 in their past 40 games, 2-5 on this current road trip with 2 games left to go in Baltimore. So they can go 4-5 at best on this current road trip that they're on. So, look, again, hopefully the Braves can find a way to get something going, but something's got to change. Something's got to change quick. You still got a solid lead in the wild card, but something still has to change because you just cannot continue going like this. They're going to have to find some offense, and I don't know if it's going to take a players-only meeting, if it's going to have to take Brian Snicker going crazy, which he usually doesn't do in one of his post-game press conferences to rile the guys up. I don't know if it's going to take Snick getting ejected from a game, but something has to change with this Braves baseball team, because right now things are not going well. So speaking of Snit, let's hear from Snit. And look, he's up until this point sounded very patient, very unconcerned. I don't know if I want to say nonchalant, but you know how Snit is. Yeah, it's going to be all right. We'll be good. We'll work this thing out. Yeah. Like, he doesn't really sound that way here when you hear him talking about the Braves' lack of offense, because it's been going on for a while now. Again, 17-23 in their last 40, 2-5 on this current road trip. It's not looking good. And Brian Snicker, again, you can hear starting to feel the effects of this offense continuing to struggle. Here's Snit talking about the Braves' lack of offense.
You know what? We're not scoring enough runs and not bunching anything together. And other than that, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, just keep working and hoping at some point in time this thing turns around.
So, you know, obviously he ain't getting snippy with nobody. That's not in Snit's personality. He's a great guy. But you can hear he's just deflated, man. Just having to keep answering questions about the offense every single night, it definitely can be deflating. And I understand why he's like, man, at this point, I don't know what to tell y'all jokers, man. We not scoring enough runs. I don't know what else to say. We got to score more runs. We got to hit the dang baseball. There's nothing more to be said. It's really not. So, I don't know. I feel like at a point there's just going to come a time when Snitch is like, man, just don't ask me that question no more. You know we got to score more runs. You know we got to hit the ball more. He's probably not going to say that, but I guarantee you he's tired of getting those questions. But look, he's not going to say that because he understands, like, we want to know why this offense can't hit, why we still have the big boppers in Matt Olson, Marcelo Zuna, Austin Riley, Ozzie Albies, Michael Harris, Sean Murphy, who, again, should have had a three-run homer last night. But still, you get the point. We shouldn't be struggling like this. We shouldn't be getting shut out twice in six games. It's not what this Braves team should be. That's not who they are. But yet, here we are. Let's hear from Snit as well, talking about the pitching. Because, again, when you talk about Max Fried's outing last night, wasn't bad besides the one pitch he made that ended up being a three-run homer. Other than that, a solid outing for Max Fried. He goes 5 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and again, did give up the 3-run home run, but he doesn't give up that 3-run homer, then his start obviously looks a lot different, but it is what it is. Here is Snit talking about the pitching.
Nights, whatever, you know, just kind of left one there, and he hit it the right spot. We hit our 3-pointer in the wrong spot. Like we are, that's kind of what happened. So Pierce came in, did a great job holding the game there, and the other two guys did also. So, you know, just same thing. Just couldn't get anything going offensively.
Yeah, it all goes back to the offense right about now. And you heard in that cut, Snit talking about how the Orioles hit their 3-run homer to the right spot, and the Braves didn't. And obviously, again, he's alluding to what we talked about just moments ago in Sean Murphy's flyout that should have been a 3-run homer, would have been a 3-run homer in 29 other ballparks in Major League Baseball. But in Camden Yards, hitting in that spot, you really got to get into it, and Sean Murphy didn't quite get into it enough. Brian Snicker talked more about Sean Murphy and his hit not making it over the fence.
Yeah, I mean, he hit it, I say, and yeah, everywhere else it's a homer. I thought it was here. I didn't think this place didn't even hold it.
Oh, sorry, Snit. Thought you were still talking there, or thought you were done talking. But you heard him say, literally, everywhere else it would have been a home run. And that is true, and that's just Doesn't that really encapsulate the Braves season right now? Unlucky as far as hitting it in the wrong spot. The Braves have been unlucky as far as injuries have gone with Spencer Strider and Ron Acuña Jr. So an unlucky play. And then not getting the hit to go far enough, obviously not getting enough into it, and that kind of alludes to the Braves not being able to score enough runs. So that to me just kind of encapsulates the Braves season. So not very lucky as far as not hitting it to the right spot and not getting that ball to go far enough, and the Braves haven't had enough offense this season. So it is what it is at this point, I guess. I'm going to keep rooting on my Bravos. I'm going to keep saying eventually they're going to break out of it until they have no room left to break out of it and they don't have any time to break out of it. But I am concerned. I don't know if I'm panicking yet. But again, I said the other day, maybe it was time to open up that case and start looking at that red panic button. Maybe now I got my hand floating over that red panic button. And I'm thinking about it. My hand's floating over it, ready to hit it. But I ain't there yet. And you shouldn't be yet there either, Braves fans. But concerned? Yes, very much concerned. So Braves lose 4-0. They'll get back at it tonight against the Baltimore Orioles. First pitch is set for 6:35 as far as who's going to be on the mound. It is going to be Spencer Schwellenbach getting his third start of the night. Hopefully he can get his first major league win. He'll be up against Cade Povich as far, and that's who's going to be on the mound for the Orioles. Povich, he didn't do good in his first start of the season. He gave up a lot of runs. His ERA is at a 10.13 ERA. In his last outing, he went 5 1/3 innings, gave up 5 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned, including a home run. He walked 4 guys, only struck out 2. So hopefully the Braves can get something going up against him after he didn't have a very good outing, and hopefully they don't allow him to bounce back and they can rough him up. Spencer Schwellenbach, we know he is 0-2, had a good first start. Braves can give him any offense, and then the second start, things kind of went haywire for him. His ERA is at 8.38, and he's gone. He's pitched 9 2/3 innings thus far. But that is what the Braves are looking at tonight as they look to, again, stop this 4-game losing streak that they are on and try to get back on the right side of the win column. I guess technically if you say it, it's the left side of the win column because that's where the wins go. But in right side, I mean the right side as in what's right is winning. So there you go. Anywho, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, 5 minutes from now, we will preview game 3 of the NBA Finals. I'll give you a couple of NFL headlines, and then I'll give you a quick recap of how the first rec game of the season for your boy went last night. Like I said, we got that dub, baby. I'll give you my stats, a little bit of the game flow, and all that coming up here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. You know how to let that Drizzy Drake ride out a little bit. You know how to let him spit his. You know how to let him talk his talk for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? As one of the best, one of the probably most loyal Drake fans in the world, you know. That's my guy. Anywho, appreciate y'all tuning in. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites pearly white. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, quick NBA Finals preview for you. Then we'll hit just a couple of NFL headlines, one being the Falcons. They did sign somebody yesterday, so we'll get to that here in just a couple of minutes. But game three of the NBA Finals is tonight. And look, this is a must-win game for the Dallas Mavericks. Point-blank period. Period. You have to go out, defend home court, and get this series to 2-1. Because if you let it get 3-0, the Celtics smelling blood in the water. Drew Holiday, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Al Horford, Kristaps Porzingis, all of them smelling blood in the water. All of those guys that will be, what, their first championship? Jaylen Brown has won a championship. Jason Tatum has won a championship. Drew Holiday did win. No, Drew Holiday wasn't on the Bucks when – was Drew Holiday on the Bucks when they won their chip? He was. So Drew Holiday will get a second ring, and that'll probably honestly help the Celtics in that situation, whenever, you know, if they do get close to closing out, and if they do get the opportunity to close out, he can tell them how tough of a game that last game is going to be their toughest. So, look, for Luka, keep doing what you're doing. Kyrie, you got to show up. PJ going to have to hit some threes, make some plays, along with Derrick Jones Jr. And look, you would like to think those role players, Derek Lively as well, Daniel Gafford, that they will play better at home in front of the home fans. And I think Kyrie, it's going to be a breath of fresh air for him to be in front of the home Dallas fans, showing him love as well. Obviously, he's been kind of in a hostile environment in Boston. It's been a little maybe extra hostile towards him, and maybe him wanting to show out in front of the Boston fans and shut them up maybe was getting to him a little bit. And, you know, he's hopefully going to have that positive reinforcement. Well, he will have that. Not hopefully. He will have that positive reinforcement out there in Dallas, and hopefully that allows him to have a better game, because they're going to need him and Luka tonight to take down the Celtics. So game three for the NBA Finals happening tonight. Tip off is set for, as I pull it up here, I believe 8:30. It's either 8 or 8:30. It is 8:30. Tonight on ABC. All right, quick NFL headlines here for you before I tell you about how my personal rec league game went last night. So, first and foremost, the Falcons, they did make a signing yesterday. They signed cornerback Harrison Hand. This is a press release from the team. The Falcons, obviously, as I just told you, signed cornerback Harrison Hand. In a corresponding move, the Falcons waived Anthony Sow. Hand was originally selected by the Minnesota Vikings in the fifth round, 169th overall, of the 2020 NFL draft out of Temple. At 5'11", 185-pound, cornerback, has 24 tackles, 18 solo, 4 passes defended, 1 interception, 1 forced fumble in 27 games. He started 2 of those games as well, over 3 seasons for the Vikings and the Bears. The Cherry Hill, New Jersey native, also played in 4 games, made 1 start for the Bears in 2022, registered 12 tackles, 9 solo, 1 pass defended, and 1 forced fumble. So, again, you know, a little bit of depth at that cornerback spot. I hate to use the word camp body, but you feel like he might be a little bit of a training camp body as well. So, Falcons signing themselves another CB. The Jets, how about this? They are going to be fining Aaron Rodgers, A-Rod. Aaron for an unexcused minicamp absence. This comes from Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. Aaron Rodgers, who was a regular participant in the voluntary portions of the Jets offseason program, did not show up for the first day of the team's mandatory minicamp. So the Jets regarded the absence as unexcused. And per a source, Mike Florio says, and that's per a source with knowledge of the situation. Again, the story from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Rodgers is going to be fined under the CBA. The fine for missing the first day of mandatory minicamp is $16,953. Chump change to Aaron Rodgers, I guess, at this point. It's a, and he says it's dropping the bucket for Rodgers, but it does send a message. There's a question as to whether the Jets had to had the discretion to excuse the absence. The collective bargain agreement speaks expressly in terms of unexcused absences. This implies that the absence can be excused, so they still can go back and excuse it, it seems like, if they want to. And but that, with that being said, the CBA also states that discipline will be imposed uniformly within a club on all players for the same offense. So if the Jets excuse Rodgers for whatever the event was that he chose to attend in lieu of showing up, it potentially sets a precedent that that would apply to other players. So look, Jets show, hey, we don't care that you're our best player. We don't care that you are the face of this franchise, and we're hoping that you specifically will help take us to a Super Bowl. You don't show up, you're getting fined. Or they may excuse and be like, all right, you know, it's fine. We're not going to do you like that. All right, one more quick one here. Russell Wilson says he feels revived in Pittsburgh. He said, this quote coming from Brooke Pryor of ESPN, by the way. He says, man, I feel the fountain of youth. He said that yesterday at mandatory minicamp. I feel revived in every way, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I feel confident. I think that at some point, you know, you have to know who you are as a player, as a man, as a competitor, as somebody who's been fortunate to be able to play this game. I don't doubt it. I trust it. I felt really good last year playing. I felt really confident in the midst of everything. And so I think right now I have all that confidence times 10. So dangerous, Mr. What does he call it? Mr. Not inevitable. I forgot what the new nickname for him was. But anywho, he is ready to ball out there in Pittsburgh. So we'll see how they get going, and we'll see Russell Wilson week one, as a matter of fact. So hopefully he don't ball out week one. I don't really care what he does the rest of the season. But week one, we got to get to you, Russ. You know what I'm saying? All right. Those are some quick NFL headlines for you. Real quick, game went well last night. I either had 16 or 19. I either had 3 threes or 4 threes. So that's the discretion between 16 or 19 points. About 6 rebounds, a steal for your boy. Bad news, I did tweak my ankle a little bit. Matter of fact, I'll talk about it more when we do the crossover in the morning shift. But 19.6 rebounds, good team dub all the way around. We got 3 new players, all of them pretty good. So I'm feeling good about this season, y'all. More updates to come about the Rec League season. We play once a week every Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? So I'll give you another update next Wednesday. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we've got to hand things off to the morning shift. Mike Johnson back in the saddle along with Tiffany Blackman and Bo Morgan. We'll see what they got up for a Wednesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. You know how to let that Drizzy Drake ride out a little bit. You know how to let him spit his. You know how to let him talk his talk for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? As one of the best, one of the probably most loyal Drake fans in the world, you know. That's my guy. Anywho, appreciate y'all tuning in. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites, pearly white. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, quick NBA Finals preview for you. Then we'll hit just a couple of NFL headlines, one being the Falcons. They did sign somebody yesterday, so we'll get to that here in just a couple of minutes. But game three of the NBA Finals is tonight. And look, this is a must-win game for the Dallas Mavericks. Point-blank period. Period. You have to go out, defend home court, and get this series to 2-1, because if you let it get 3-0, the Celtics smelling blood in the water. Drew Holiday, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Al Horford, Kristaps Porzingis, all of them smelling blood in the water. All of those guys that will be, what, their first championship? Jaylen Brown has won a championship. Jason Tatum has won a championship. Drew Holiday did win. No, Drew Holiday wasn't on the Bucks when – was Drew Holiday on the Bucks when they won their chip? He was. So Drew Holiday will have a get a second ring, and that'll probably honestly help the Celtics in that situation whenever, you know, if they do get to – if they do get close to closing out, and if they do get the opportunity to close out, he can tell them how tough of a game that is, that last game is going to be their toughest. So, look, for Luka, keep doing what you're doing. Kyrie, you got to show up. PJ going to have to hit some threes, make some plays, along with Derrick Jones Jr. And, look, you would like to think those role players, Derek Lively as well, Daniel Gafford, that they will play better at home in front of the home fans. And I think Kyrie, it's going to be a breath of fresh air for him to be in front of the home Dallas fans, showing him love as well. Obviously, he's been kind of in a hostile environment in Boston. It's been a little maybe extra hostile towards him, and maybe him wanting to show out in front of the Boston fans and shut them up maybe was getting to him a little bit. And, you know, he's hopefully going to have that positive reinforcement. Well, he will have that. Not hopefully. He will have that positive reinforcement out there in Dallas, and hopefully that allows him to have a better game, because they're going to need him and Luka tonight to take down the Celtics. So game three for the NBA Finals happening tonight. Tip off is set for, as I pull it up here, I believe 8:30. It's either 8 or 8:30. It is 8:30 tonight on ABC. All right, quick NFL headlines here for you before I tell you about how my personal rec league game went last night. So, first and foremost, the Falcons, they did make a signing yesterday. They signed cornerback Harrison Hand. This is a press release from the team. The Falcons, obviously, as I just told you, signed cornerback Harrison Hand. In a corresponding move, the Falcons waived Anthony Sowell. Hand was originally selected by the Minnesota Vikings in the fifth round, 169th overall, of the 2020 NFL draft out of Temple. At 5'11", 185-pound, cornerback, has 24 tackles, 18 solo, 4 passes defended, 1 interception, 1 forced fumble in 27 games. He started 2 of those games as well, over 3 seasons for the Vikings and the Bears. The Cherry Hill, New Jersey native also played in 4 games, made 1 start for the Bears in 2022, registered 12 tackles, 9 solo, 1 pass defended, and 1 forced fumble. So, again, you know, a little bit of depth at that cornerback spot. I hate to use the word camp body, but you feel like he might be a little bit of a training camp body as well. So, Falcons signing themselves another CB. The Jets, how about this? They are going to be fining Aaron Rodgers, A-Rod, for an unexcused minicamp absence. This comes from Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. Aaron Rodgers, who was a regular participant in the voluntary portions of the Jets offseason program, did not show up for the first day of the team's mandatory minicamp. So the Jets regarded the absence as unexcused. And per a source, Mike Florio says, and that's per a source with knowledge of the situation. Again, the story from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Rodgers is going to be fined under the CBA. The fine for missing the first day of mandatory minicamp is $16,953. Chump change to Aaron Rodgers, I guess, at this point. And he says it's dropping the bucket for Rodgers, but it does send a message. There's a question as to whether the Jets had the discretion to excuse the absence. The collective bargaining agreement speaks expressly in terms of unexcused absences. This implies that the absence can be excused, so they still can go back and excuse it, it seems like, if they want to. With that being said, the CBA also states that discipline will be imposed uniformly within a club on all players for the same offense. So if the Jets excuse Rodgers for whatever the event was that he chose to attend in lieu of showing up, it potentially sets a precedent that would apply to other players. So look, Jets show, hey, we don't care that you're our best player. We don't care that you are the face of this franchise, and we're hoping that you specifically will help take us to a Super Bowl. You don't show up, you're getting fined. Or they may excuse and be like, all right, you know, it's fine. We're not going to do you like that. All right, one more quick one here. Russell Wilson says he feels revived in Pittsburgh. He said, this quote coming from Brooke Pryor of ESPN, by the way. He says, man, I feel the fountain of youth. He said that yesterday at mandatory minicamp. I feel revived in every way, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I feel confident. I think that at some point, you know, you have to know who you are as a player, as a man, as a competitor, as somebody who's been fortunate to be able to play this game. I don't doubt it. I trust it. I felt really good last year playing. I felt really confident in the midst of everything. And so I think right now I have all that confidence times 10. So dangerous, Mr. What does he call it? Mr. Not inevitable. I forgot what the new nickname for him was. But anywho, he is ready to ball out there in Pittsburgh. So we'll see how they get going, and we'll see Russell Wilson week one, as a matter of fact. So hopefully he don't ball out week one. I don't really care what he does the rest of the season. But week one, we got to get to you, Russ. You know what I'm saying? All right. Those are some quick NFL headlines for you. Real quick, game went well last night. I either had 16 or 19. I either had 3 threes or 4 threes. So that's the discretion between 16 and 19 points. About 6 rebounds, a steal for your boy. Bad news, I did tweak my ankle a little bit. Matter of fact, I'll talk about it more when we do the crossover in the morning shift. But 19.6 rebounds, good team dub all the way around. We got 3 new players, all of them pretty good. So I'm feeling good about this season, y'all. More updates to come about the Rec League season. We play once a week every Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? So I'll give you another update next Wednesday. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we got to hand things off to the morning shift. Mike Johnson back in the saddle along with Tiffany Blackman and Bo Morgan. We'll see what they got up for a Wednesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.